BBC Audio presents Blackwater by Claire McGowan, a BBC Radio crime drama.
Zoe.
The first thing I remember, I was buried. I woke up and there was the forest, the trees all around, and there was soil over me. And this plastic thing, a tarpaulin, that's it. It was over my mouth and I couldn't breathe. There was dirt on my face. I clawed at it. The air. I needed air now, until I felt the cold night touch my skin and I could breathe. I was alone. The sound of tires in the distance driving away. That's all I remembered. In my head, the space where memories should be. It was like a blank, white space. I didn't know how I'd got there. I didn't know anything. I reached for my name and found it. Zoe Ashton. That was my name. Zoe. I clung to it like a branch when you're drowning. I don't know how long I walked around in the forest. It was so dark, so cold. I had these strange clothes on, a big sweatshirt and jeans that didn't fit, like a man's clothes. And somehow I found my way out onto the road. I didn't know where I was, or how I got there, or anything about myself. I felt like a lot of time had gone by. Memories were blooming in the blank of my head, confusing bursts of colour and sound. And the last thing I could remember before the forest was getting ready to go out. It was summer, hot, bright till after 10. But now, it was just so cold and so dark. Time must have passed, but I didn't understand how. I kept walking, even though I felt dizzy and strange. And after a while, I found myself somewhere I recognised. There was a bridge and a bus stop and a sign that said Blackwater. A river, very full, rushing past. Blackwater. I knew this place. I lived here. I was home. It should have made me feel better, but it didn't. When I went past the bus stop, I had this memory, like a deja vu of walking past it another time. Only then I was drunk and I grabbed onto the glass side of it so I didn't fall on the road. And I remembered that my head hurt. When was that? Now. I put up my hand to my head and it came away sticky. There was blood on me. What was going on? I started feeling scared then. Or even more scared. So I ran. Except I couldn't. I couldn't make my legs work. I was weak somehow. The town looked different. Like some shops had shut and new ones had opened. And there were lots just empty. It looked poor. Depressing. Before I even knew it, I was standing outside Dad's office. Ashton Building Supplies. But it was closed too. All boarded up, the sign peeling off. I didn't understand. I remembered a morning. Dad going off to work, same as always. Mum there at the table saying, Zoe, you have to eat something. It felt like a long time ago. I started to run again, panting. I had to get home, find Mum and Dad, and this would all make sense and I'd stop being so scared. I ran down our road, limping a bit. I found our house. I was so grateful I could have cried. Home. No lights on. Was it later than I thought? I ran up the front path and realised I didn't have my key. I had nothing in my pockets at all. Where was my handbag? My phone? Oh, Mum would kill me if I lost it. I banged on the door, already thinking what I'd say to them. I'd say, Mum, Dad, I woke up in the forest and I don't know where I've been. I banged and banged for ages. So, Mum, Dad, it's me, it's Zoe. But there was no answer. I went round the back of the house, but the same thing there. All the lights were off.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?